844. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show here this Monday, December 8th, 2025 edition. One of the other things in this story that was kind of interesting, that the data center story is continuing to talk about. This deadline to get public feedback, Dana Nessel, for some reason, is allowing or causing this deadline to be pushed back 2 weeks. And I wonder why she's got an interest in this data center. Now, one of the things that this particular data center has a main concern of the Attorney General is that DTE has given their word that Michigan's ratepayers are not going to see a rate increase in their electric bill due to the amount of energy this data center is going to require. The groups behind this data center is OpenAI, Stargate, Oracle, and SoftBank. They've announced the 700-acre Saline Township site would be one of six sites for a $7 billion OpenAI data center. This came out on October 30th. Well, then, shortly thereafter, DTE Electric Company submitted an application to the Michigan Public Service Commission in late October, requesting two special contracts to provide electric services to OpenAI's anticipated, listen to this, 1.4 gigawatt data center. Dana Nessel said that the Michigan Public Service Commission needs to have a full, formal, contested case to evaluate these contracts. Well, during the virtual hearing last Wednesday, estimated 1,000 people spoke out against it. Well, the next Michigan Public Service Commission meeting will mark 48 days since DTE filed their applications, Nessel said. That's nearly 7 weeks of wasted time that could have been used evaluating these contracts had they been willing to undergo a normal review and process. Michigan Public Service Commission, however, did approve 13 staff recommendations on Friday to strengthen the reliability requirements for facilities. It had been deemed as important to a community's health and safety. The commission also approved DTE's application for approval of its interconnection procedures, accepting a settlement that resolves all the matters previously under a case U21482, and also approved Consumers Energy Power Supply Cost Recovery Conciliation case. Now, it's interesting because this is going to be a huge draw on our electric grid. And I, again, have a very simple question to ask. Maybe this is too much common sense. This is too much of a truck driver. Why can't they build their own energy supply? They have these small type of generating devices to generate electricity that can run on natural gas. If they need that much electricity, why can't they be self-sufficient? Why do they have to tap into the grid that provides all of us electricity for our homes and businesses? Don't approve the permit and force them to self-generate. Whatever electricity you guys need for your data center, generate it yourself. Why can't the Michigan Public Service Commission recommend that? Again, I guess maybe just too much common sense. Well, we shall see. We'll continue to follow this case and see where it goes, basically a week from this coming Friday. Now, one other short story I'm going to cover. Many of you who hold a license, real estate, insurance, builder's license, mortgage broker, whatever type of license you hold, chiropractors, doctors, everybody in the state of Michigan has to go through what's called continuing education. Well, currently, doctors in the state of Michigan must go through 150 hours of continuing education every 3 years. It's basically 50 hours a year. Well, under new legislation introduced last week by State Representative Matthew Berline of Vassar, he introduced a bill, House Bill 5313, that would bring Michigan in line with other states regarding doctors' continuing education requirements. It would reduce it from 150 hours every 3 years down to 75. Basically cutting it in half. According to the continuing education company who put out the report, other states have also reduced their continuing education requirements, and this bill would simply bring Michigan in line with these other states. Right now, Michigan's current standards are among the country's most stringent. Berline said there isn't much proof that the stricter standards are accomplishing much tangible benefit. If you're a doctor in another state, why would you want to get licensed and move to Michigan if you end up having to do twice as much work just to get your continuing education done? We've been part of a physician compact for the past 20 years, and there's no evidence that there's a higher rate of physician accidents, malpractice, or injury in states with continuing education requirements that are half of what Michigan has. Keeping the current regulations doesn't make any sense, said Berline. Okay, well, I'm going to stop right there. First of all, I agree with you. If other states have less continuing education and there's been no evidence of increased accidents or malpractice or injury, then why shouldn't we? But I got a very simple question, Matthew, to ask you first. Did you get a check from the Michigan State Medical Society? Are they the ones that brought this to your attention? Are they the ones that asked you to sponsor the bill? Very simple question, yes or no. Well, the bill has been 6 months in the making as different physician groups have gone back and forth on how specific they wanted to get with the wording of their continuing education requirements. However, now that it's out, House Health Policy Committee Chair Kurt VanderWaal has expressed a willingness to move on it. Again, Kurt. Hey, bud, it's Randy. Did you get a check from the Michigan State Medical Society as well? Just asking. Full disclosure, full transparency. Let's ask. Well, the president of the Michigan State Medical Society applauded the, quote, modernization proposal. Of course he did. And the president went on to say, and this is kind of an interesting statement, Michigan is regularly portrayed as the most burdensome state in the country when it comes to medical licensure. And this contributes directly and negatively to our ability to keep and attract physicians in our state. House Bill 5313 is a forward-looking bipartisan effort. So what does that mean? Well, they've probably not only donated to Berline and VanderWaal's campaigns, but they've probably donated to some Democrats as well, getting them to co-sponsor the bill. As an effort to modernize Michigan's health licensing system, it will reduce outdated burdens and enhance fairness. It will strengthen our medical workforce, support public safety, and ensure Michigan is no longer an outlier, but a leader in efficient, accountable health regulations. Right. Less education by our doctors will ensure that we are looking out for public safety. Just saying. We do have to compete with other states for doctors. I get that. And if we've got too much continuing education, well, maybe it does need to be changed. But let's come out with full transparency. Who did the Michigan State Medical Society donate to get this legislation going forward? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount. Again, call 877-230-1776. and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. In responding to this continuing education for doctors, Officer Rick, listening to the show, says that police now have to do continuing education units. Otherwise, MCOLS suspends your license. State is making it difficult for people to become police officers during a time that it's difficult to even find them. I think it's 40 hours of required continuing education, and you have to take some specific classes. One of the classes they require is dealing with people that have mental health issues. Yeah, I can see that one. Remember the story of the person who stabbed a bunch of people at the Walmart in Traverse City? I had a couple of people text me what happened to this guy when he was a young person. And some kids played a prank on him, locked him up inside a car, I believe, filled with marijuana smoke. And literally, this kid had suffered severe mental damage as a result of that particular prank. Ended up having mental health issues his entire life. So, dealing with people with mental health issues, that I could kind of see as needed requirements. So one of the things that we're looking at is this situation. Continuing education for doctors. If other states have half as much as we do, and they haven't found any issues with malpractice, injury, accidents, whatever, then I'm all for it. If other states have less for doctors, no problem. Now, one thing that I do want to finish the show with today, and I want to make sure everybody understands, we are continuing the signature petition drive for AskMyTax.org effort to eliminate property taxes all the way through the end of the year. We're going to have Carla Wagner on the show on Wednesday. She's going to be with us from 10 to 11. She's going to spend the whole hour with us as a governor candidate. That's this Wednesday, December 10th, from 10 to 11. Going to be talking about her run for governor, what she's experienced being on the debate stage with most of the candidates, even though John James has never attended one of the three debates. What did she find out about these other candidates running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan? What is her platform compared to theirs? Going to have a good fireside chat with Carla Wagner on Wednesday's show. So be sure to join us, listen in Wednesday from 10 to 11. Let's see, Rick comes back. The quality of this required training is very poor. I think someone has a brother that's making money off of the training. Well, wouldn't be surprised. One of the things that the show does is cover Michigan news and Michigan politics. Well, starting tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday of this week, December 9th, 10th, and the 11th, could end up being the last week of the legislative session in Lansing. As we've covered these stories as to what potentially they might be doing when they come back, we're going to probably, after Carla Wagner's interview on Wednesday and Thursday's final day of the legislative year, starting the following week, next Monday, December 15th, we're going to be focusing on Washington. We're going to be focusing on the upcoming budget crisis that we're going to be facing again regarding the continuing resolution. We'll also cover state representatives, state senators back in district for the holidays. Are they going to be here or are they taking off going to someplace warm? Celebrate Christmas perhaps in a different country. Well, we'll find out what we can and we'll let you guys know. But if your state rep or your state senator is in district and they end up holding coffee hours, I highly recommend that you meet with them. Go meet with them to find out what their legislative agenda is for the upcoming year 2026. Because it appears that this could be the lowest number of public acts since the 1950s for this legislative year. And with next year being an election year, we could end up setting a two-year record dating all the way back to 1853 and 1854. Find out what their agenda is. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the